drink so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, milk on a scalding hot day? Yeah, that's a great idea, Ron Burgundy. Hey, hope you're having a great day. I said Ron Burgundy. Funny. I did. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to today, but real quick, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Don't forget, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC, MMA, and of course, boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack, poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, the game starts here. Oh my God. Oh my geez, sweet Lord. If you're watching this on video, you see the chaos that's happening. My daughter just was digging through our crawl space and she's all, "Ooh, look at this creepy doll." Okay. Okay. Go away. Go away. Creepy dolls. I don't understand why people back in the day, because I feel like that's an old school thing, is why they enjoyed looking at creepy dolls, those like porcelain dolls. What the fuck is wrong with you? Have you ever walked into somebody's house and they have like one or two, or maybe they even have a room? I believe it was my mother-in-law used to have those, and she had them up on shelves, and you walk into the room, it was the guest bedroom. And I had to stay there like once or twice for whatever reason. I'm like, this is insanity. This is how a horror movie starts, right? You go into the guest bedroom and there's a bunch of porcelain dolls staring at you while you sleep. Next thing you know, you wake up and one's like carving their initials in your chest. What the shit? My sister made me watch an old school horror movie when I was like 8 or 9. And I think it was called Dolls. And it was that concept of there was this house and all the dolls were possessed. But they're all those old school porcelain dolls. Fucking horrifying. Anyway, thanks to my daughter for making an appearance with some creepy ass doll and ruining my life. I'm going to have flashbacks in the middle of this like, "Oh, sweet Jesus, I'll make the doll go away. No, no." Ugh, fucking hate creepy dolls. I hate them so much. Oh, let's wash it away. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Well, Joey Chestnut seems to be finding a lot more success once he got banned from, you know, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Teaming up with Impossible Foods has been great for Joey Chestnut, I think. I think there's more publicity around him beyond the 4th of July contest than there ever has been. Because he has some sort of deal going on with Buffalo Wild Wings, which is great. Love Buffalo Wild Wings. And I guess they made a deal where he, quote unquote, accepted a challenge from Buffalo Wild Wings to eat 200 wings this last Monday to extend the restaurant's all-you-can-eat boneless wing promotion until August 14th. First of all, I think that's a great deal. They're not a sponsor of mine. They should be. Let's be honest. They should be. I love a good wing, especially a boneless wing. Get off your high horse, you wing snobs.
That's just a glorified chicken nugget with fancy sauce on it.
Yeah, so what's your point? It's delicious. Tastes great. Getting more meat slamming down my throat. I'm waiting for your high knowledge to say that that's a bad idea. Jesus. Eating bones. You're getting ripped off when you're eating bone-in wings. Let's be honest. Come on, you fancy fucks. Anyway. So he did the challenge, and he ate 200 wings, boneless wings. So again, there's more wings in there, or there's more meat in there. And he did that in just under 38 minutes. That's disgusting. I don't think I could eat that many. It would take me a while. I'm trying to think. I could probably do 20, maybe 40 wings in that amount of time. Maybe. That's a big maybe. I guess I've never done it. I would like to try. It's not like I have a bunch of wing places that are like, hey, do you want to eat a bunch of wings for free? Because I'm not going to pay for that shit. No. No, come on. Although there is Outlaw Wings right down the road from me. I'm just saying, guys, if you're listening, we'll do it. Be a one-off, okay? Then if you like it, we'll continue. Sounds delicious. I would like to try. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But I'm also watching that, and two things popped in my head. One, it reminds me of a time that I was covering the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm with Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, and we stopped at a Hooters. There was a Hooters on the walk from our hotel to where we were working. So we ate there. We ate there a few times because it was just, you know, Atlanta didn't have that many great options as far as I could tell. But anyway, so we would eat there, and they had some sort of special going on. It might have been a boneless bone wing thing, whatever. So we're all eating our wings at the table, and Mark and I are eating like gentlemen, right? Basically, it would have, you know, we had our pinkies up. We're delicately eating, savoring every bite of the wing. Be like, this is quite delicious. Look at us. We're living the high life eating these boned wings, or, you know, boneless wings. Right? And then we look over at Mike Evans, and he is just devouring. He is assaulting these wings that were in front of him. I don't know if they were bone in or boneless. Doesn't matter. That dude was destroying them. It was gross to the point that Mark and I are looking at each other going, what in the hell? And I believe Schlereth said something to him like, dude, that's disgusting. To the point where Mike had a little bit of shame pop up. And the waitress comes over and she said, can I get you guys some more wings? And Mike had this look of like, is it okay if I get some, guys? Like, he was just like, you guys aren't, because I was full. I was full off of like one basket. Maybe I had two baskets. I don't know. And Mark didn't want any because he's always making sure he doesn't overeat. And Mike just had, and Schlereth's like, go ahead, Mike. It's fine. He's like, I'll have another. It was so gross. But then it also, like, thinking of Joey Chestnut eating those wings, mixed with the story of Mike Evans eating in Georgia at the Hooters, it made me think that the worst possible dinner guest or lunch date, whatever you could have with somebody, would be Joey Chestnut. Because you'd just sit down and be like, hey, Joey, let's go catch up. How's it going? How's the fam? Boom, boom, boom. And next thing you know, the food gets put down in front of him, and he just like, just shoving it in there, drinking some water at the same time. It's so fucking gross. So gross. How could you eat next to that? I couldn't. It would ruin the meal. I'd be like, you know what? I'm two bites in. I'm done. I'll just take this to go. It's disgusting. How can you look at yourself in the mirror? So gross. Now, speaking of Nathan's hot dog, I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. I don't really care, to be honest. Nick Weary, husband of women's Nathan's hot dog contest winner Mika Sudu, is accused of cheating to join the elite class of competitive eaters. What is the elite class? Somebody that can eat up to 50 wings in a sitting in the Nathan's hot dog contest. Not very many people have done it, and he wanted to surpass into that. Basically, what he did is, when you're eating like that, you have, at the end, you have empty plates. It's, according to several people there, and I believe some officials, they're saying that he took one of his competitors' empty plates and put it in front of him. How fucked up is that, man? You're cheating at a food eating contest. That's sad. How sad is your life? Like, you're always going to be that guy now. Always going to be that guy. Retire. Do something else with your life, because you have tainted any little bit of accomplishment you had. Because what's funny is he still placed the same. He placed fourth in the finals to get into the championship round. So he still placed fourth, even if you subtracted that extra plate. But since he subtracted that plate, somebody just turned off a fan and it really screwed up my brain. Who did that? A ghost. Listen, guys, you can't fuck with my brain because it screws it up. But anyway, so even if he wouldn't have added that extra plate, he still would have placed fourth. So, and then he got slaughtered in the finals. But here's the thing. Don't cheat, because you're eventually going to get caught, you fucking idiot. How sad. I am really upset with whoever turned off that fan. It's probably my wife. Come on. It's really hot here in Colorado. It's going to be like almost 100 degrees today. I'm already sweating. I'm in the basement. My headphones are hot, which makes my ears hot. I'm so moody. Anyway, hey, what could put you in a good mood is eating two burgers instead of a burger and French fries. That's according to a new study. A study published by the Journal of Nutritional Metabolism by Bridget M. Horn suggests that eating two burgers instead of one with French fries might be actually healthier due to the balanced intake of macronutrients. In fact, registered dietitian Emily Field supports this idea, emphasizing that the combination of protein, fats, and carbohydrates in two burgers can better regulate blood sugar levels, reducing the likelihood of energy crashes and cravings. This approach advocates for more mindful consideration of meal components rather than simply categorizing foods as good or bad. By focusing on nutrient balance, individuals can make more informed and healthier dietary choices, potentially improving overall well-being and energy management. That's fascinating. So no more judging me when I eat two burgers. If I subtract the French fries, apparently it's better for me. Just imagine, be like, whoa, 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 hey, I'll just get two burgers. No French, hold the French fries, please. It reminds me of when I would work at Chipotle and people would come in, and it was so gross. Guys would come in and get double meat, rice, beans, and then they'd get a fuck ton of just, you know, salsas and whatever. And sometimes some guys would get triple meat, or they get extra beans or extra rice, whatever. To the point where if I was rolling burritos, which is in the salsa position, I would have one of the ladies do it, because I was like, I can't do this. And they would roll it, but it's one of those things where you're shoving so much shit into that small amount of space on the burrito that, you know, it's not going to roll properly. And they would do it, and then what would be funny is they'd get like chips and guac, and then they'd go, "You guys have Diet Coke, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, we do." But come on, do you think you're eating healthier by doing that? First of all, everything I've read, the diet, the sugar replacement substitute is just as bad, if not worse, for you, depending. And like, come on, just drink the regular Coke. What are you trying to do? I got to watch my weight. you're those burritos. We used to joke, or not joke, but we used to have some fun with the customers when it was busy. Be like, we'd have a scale and be like, if you can guess the weight of your burrito within like a certain like ounce, or maybe like an ounce or two, you get it for free. We used to do that. Guess how much the average Chipotle burrito is. And I know there's sub controversy of scooping, you know, portion control and stuff like that. We've talked about that in the past. Chipotle has the ability to correct that very easily. They're just too fucking stupid to do so. I already suggested you get an actual scoop. Instead of like the ladle, you get an actual scoop that measures it for you every single time, and then you can fuck off all the customers that bitch and complain about it. But we don't need to go down that rabbit hole. We don't. But what we would do is we would weigh the burritos. The average burrito without all the extra fixings is just about 1 pound. And some of these people, they'd get so much extra shit on there, they'd be about 3 pounds. Plus the addition of chips and guacamole or chips and salsa, plus this soda, you're putting on an extra 4 to 5 pounds depending what you get. Each tortilla, I want to say range, I'm trying to remember. A Chipotle tortilla is roughly 300 calories, something like that. And sometimes guys would have to get it double rolled. So you're eating 600 calories of just tortilla. It might be higher in the calories on that. I don't recall. Somebody said 500. I think that's too much. I think it is, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that. But I think it's just, it's funny when you, we used to be like, yeah, we got Diet Coke. Or we just watch it and just be like, dude, he got Diet Coke. Be like, what? Just get a burrito bowl. If you're going to do it, at least get a burrito bowl. Subtract all the calories from the tortilla. Plus, it's a lot easier to mix it up and whatever. And it's healthier for you. If you're going to be shoving all that stuff in there, do the burrito bowl. It's better for you. Anyway, speaking of food, the Summer Olympics are back in Paris after 100 years. This is going to be their third time hosting the Olympics. I believe it was 1900, 1924, and then, of course, 2024. And by the way, if you don't know, the Olympics are going on. The Summer Olympics are from July 26th through August 11th. There's going to be roughly 10,500 athletes from 206 countries, and they're going to be participating in about 329 events. I say about, that's what it is. It's 329 events. So what's crazy is when you break down what's going on behind the scenes, and I really hope NBC does some sort of package on this, some sort of focus on this, because I think this is fascinating. It's the food and how it's being prepared and distributed. It's fascinating when you start thinking about this. There's one company handling it all, and they have chefs from all over the world helping out and preparing food on a daily basis. There's 40,000 meals per day. 200 million meals will be prepared for the athletes. And nearly 15,000 people, because you're adding in coaches, you're adding in staff and whatnot, are going to be relying on the chefs and caterers for proper nutrition. That's the thing, too. If you're an elite athlete, you got special dietary needs. This is insane. There's going to be, what did they say, 27 tons of coffee, which is 54,000 pounds, and 40 tons or 80,000 pounds of coffee residue. So that's with it, you know, being moisturized essentially, as the grinds will be reused as fertilizer. Even though the Olympics are in France, there's not going to be French fries available due to the risk of fire. It's not because of nutritional issues. They're just worried that using deep fryers with so many people around could cause a fire. It makes sense. 80% of the menu will be sourced from France. 25% will be within 25 kilometers, about 15 miles from Paris. Mostly plant-based ingredients plant-based ingredients will make up about one-third of the food. Let's see, the main dining hall is open 24/7, has about 3,500 seats, and is being dubbed one of the largest restaurants in the world. Wow, that's so fascinating. So fascinating. Village dining includes a salad bar, grill, cheese station, bakery, hot food buffet. Ooh, that buffet's got to be good. Oh, my God. That buffet would be amazing. Fruit bar and dessert bar. 600 to 800 baguettes will be baked a day for the Olympic athletes. That has got to be the best smelling area wherever they're baking bread. Oh my God, that would be great. Oh, there's not going to be any avocados based on distance because it's so far away from everything. Plus, it would require a lot to grow there, so there's not going to be any avocado toast. Sorry, hippies. I do, but that being said, I love guacamole toast. Oh, so freaking good. And check this out. There's going to be a condiment bar. So at the condiment bars, there's going to be 85 different options. Because if you think about it, it's not just ketchup, mustard, relish, mayo. No, there's plenty more countries where they like different things. That would be crazy. Oh my God, I would love to go eat there. Fuck the athletes. I want to go there. Fuck them. Yeah, so the chefs from Sodexo Live are going to be serving 500 different recipes. Dude, unsung heroes of the Olympics might be the chefs behind the scenes. That's so interesting. By the way, another side thing to think about when it comes to Paris, and we're dealing with this here, especially in the Western United States, is Paris is going to be really hot. And Paris is the most vulnerable capital in Europe for heat waves. So that's something that could pop up during the games, is severe heat, especially if you have track and field stuff going on. That's a legit concern. Paris had to spend $8.2 billion overall to host the Olympics, like building facilities and staffing and stuff like that. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. Makes you wonder, like, wherever you live. Like, I live here in the Denver area. It would be neat if Denver, or if they just said Colorado, were to host the Olympics. Because you think about it, it wouldn't just be in Denver. You could have them drive up to different facilities, whether it's Colorado, down to Colorado Springs, or up in Fort Collins, or wherever. I think that would be, I think it would be neat. I don't know if I want to deal with the headache, especially when you think about Colorado's shitty highway system, the fact that we have I-25, and that's basically it. And I-25 and I-70, you know, that's all we got. So that would fuck up traffic really bad. So I don't really, now that I'm thinking about it, saying it out loud, no, I don't want Colorado to ever have the Olympics because our highway system is trash. And I don't see them being able to fix it, because you would have to have alternating routes built. You would have to build more highways, an alternate highway, because what we have now, just, it's already a shit show. Imagine just adding in, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. That's just, you know, I don't know how many people. Being in the United States, it'd probably get a lot of people attending. Millions of extra people in Colorado. No, fuck off. Not a good idea. Unless it forced them to build a better highway system, which I just don't see that happening. It just don't. Oh, man, I need to calm down. I need to chill. You know what I need to do? I need to head on over to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's the first and still only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And you got to swing by, and you can purchase up to an ounce of flower, 8 grams of concentrate. They also got pre-rolls. They got edibles. And you can consume what you like there and then take the rest home. And what's cool is when you're consuming on site, they can provide you with everything you need to consume it with. They got 7 big screen TVs so you can chill and relax. Maybe it's the Olympics time and you can sit there and watch your favorite event. Maybe you want to host a watch party. Very cool. Very cool place to do it. They also got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games. They also got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. High Society, it's such a great place. You got to swing by. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. It's open, like I said, noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product is needed. You got to buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. I feel like every time we go online or turn on the news, there's some more bullshit dealing with a Boeing airline mishap. This time, it happened Monday morning when a wheel fell off after United Airlines Boeing 757-200 took off from LAX at about 7 a.m. It was headed towards Denver. Hey, who needs wheels? Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I don't know if the crew, or not the crew, if the people flying, I don't know if the passengers knew that the thing fell off or not. Probably better for them not, but unless it was like, all right, we're headed for a landing. By the way, we don't have a wheel. Oh, wait, what did he say? You don't want like a 2.5 hour flight or whatever it is from LA to Denver to be people freaking out about the landing. Just tell them in the last 5 seconds. It'll be good. Be good, right? That's the way I would like it. Just tell me at the end.
Oh, this is a good flight. Very, you know, not a lot of turbulence. It was really good.
Hello, folks. I'm your captain. Please brace for impact. Fuck. Oh, shit. Now, the flight did safely touch down in Denver, and none of the 174 passengers or 7 crew members on board were injured. So that's good. It's good. But when the fuck is somebody going to step in and actually make Boeing accountable for all this nonsense? As of right now, nobody's really been hurt. Unless you're a whistleblower. If you're a whistleblower, you got a target on your back. Two guys died because they blew the whistle, allegedly, on Boeing. Who's next? Something's got to happen because eventually Boeing's luck is going to run out. And what I mean by that is, yeah, they've lucked out because you've had certain things just rip off mid-flight, like losing wheels, losing covers for engines and whatnot. Door plugs blowing out. Giving people a beautiful view. Let's look at the positive there. But eventually something's going to happen where a plane crashes. And I hate to say that, but geez, man, the writing's on the wall. Eventually that's going to happen. And I'm torn on the airlines that are using these fleets of Boeings because they know it's going to happen too. They know time's ticking. Time's ticking. We just don't know when it's going to strike midnight. And think about if you're United or you're whoever else uses Boeings, like Southwest or whatever, you're sitting there as a scheduler looking at it going, eventually one of these is going to have something catastrophic happen to it. Just a matter of time. And then you're sitting there going, we can't afford to pull these out and have them basically ripped to bare bones and then put back together again. We can't afford that. You do that, you start taking those offline and doing that, that costs a shit ton of money. And eventually what is going to end up happening, you're going to have to lay off people because you're not going to have as many flights going out. And it's going to make the company lose money. And ultimately at the end of the day, is it about money or keeping people happy? It's a business. The business doesn't like that. I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, we wish we could do this. But ultimately, that's followed up with a big, juicy butt that says, but we can't. We can't afford it. How scary is that? Eventually, something's got to change. I just don't know what it's going to be. Well, we're kind of a society that waits till the very last second, or we wait till chaos takes place and then we go, shit, we need to do something about this, right? That's what we tend to do. So I imagine what's going to happen, and I don't like to say this, but the writing's on the wall, guys. The only way this changes, if there is a, without a doubt, Boeing flight goes down and kills a bunch of people, sadly, yes, sadly, and that is going to be what breaks the camel's back. That's what it's going to be. Even though we're all seeing it, right in front of us. Eventually, it's going to happen. But we're just going to wait. Let's just wait, okay, until something really bad happens. Because as of right now, guys, not that bad. It's not that bad. Fast forward to whenever almost 200 people are going to perish because of something like this. Because Boeing allegedly is half-assing their shit. I don't want to put a target on my back from Boeing. That's the way I'm looking at it. Eventually, something's got to change with Boeing. This is ridiculous. It makes me never want to fly. And I know you're more likely to get in a car accident and get hurt on the highway system than anything in the plane. But you can see it's bubbling over with the Boeing planes. Right now, it's just pieces of metal flying off. Right now, it's just, you know, door plugs being blown out. Right now, it's just wheels falling off after takeoff. Which, by the way, I believe that's the second time that's happened this year, with one of the wheels falling off. Eventually, something bigger is going to happen, guys. And it's like, why are we waiting for that? We got to fix it. And I get it, from a business perspective, you can't just go, let's put the brakes on. Let's fix everything. Hey, guys, our bad. Because they're going to lose money. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all about money. Not necessarily about lives. We'll wait until they make us. Guarantee you somebody has whispered that in one of those companies. Let's just wait. We're not going to do anything until they make us do something. Fucking horrifying. Hey, speaking of horrifying, imagine being a TSA agent. And again, this is like the third time we brought something up like this. Maybe even fourth or fifth. A man has been caught trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes into mainland China by cramming them into his trousers, according to the country's customs authority. They're in like a bag. I don't understand why people try to do that. He must make a buttload of money if he makes it. But I saw the picture of the bag. It was, I don't know, maybe 10 by 10 clear bag with a zipper, and he had it shoved in there down his pants. Like, how do you think you're going to get away with that? So gross. Oh God, makes you wonder, like, who are you sitting next to on a flight? Because here's my thing. Have you ever done this at an airport? This has happened several times to me. They're trying to get the security lines to go by quicker. So they're like, okay, guys, just walk through. You're just walking through. Make sure you don't have any metal on you. And they're just like rifling through people. And it always makes me, they're like, don't even worry about taking off your shoes. Just go through. We're just trying to, you know, trim down the line. And I'm thinking, if I'm doing something like I'm not supposed to do, this is like a prime opportunity. Like, how many times do people get through with stuff that they're not supposed to because they're just trying to go quickly? And they're rifling through, the bags are going quicker through the X-ray machine. Like, I don't know. That seems a little fishy. I don't like it. Don't like it one bit. You know what I do like is the fact that I'm about to go swimming with my daughter. It's hot as hell out here. So we're going to go do that. I'm going to show off the bod to the neighborhood. Okay. Yeah, it was already hot. Now it's going to get a lot hotter. Watch out, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, ew, gross, ew.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Don't worry, I peed in the pool. All right, thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share it with your friends if you could, please. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Hopefully you giggled a little bit in this episode. That's what it's all about. You guys have a great day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.